Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Tú eres bonito y eres bonito.
from San Del Centro, from their CD entitled Music de Pueblo. The song we heard was Pajarito Eres Bonito, Little Bird, You Are Beautiful. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Today's program features a conversation with a fine group of cultural musicians known as San Del Centro. They are participants and presenters at the 2005 Immokalee en Centro. The band includes Carolina Martinez, Kimberly Mercado, Natasha Noriega Goodwin, Jorge Facio Rodriguez, Salvador Gregorio Sarmiento, and Anna Siria Urzua. Yad Kiddushi Native Center had the honor to participate in a very special gathering of youth activists from across the country who came together to share ideas and experiences in the pursuit of what I term Earth Justice. Earth Justice incorporates social, economic, cultural, and environmental concerns dealing with the growing threat of globalization. Globalization is the 21st century's form of colonialism. The gathering, which was held August 1st through the 7th, 2005, was entitled En Centro, from the Spanish term for meeting, gathering, or encounter. Hosted by the National Student Farmworker Alliance, SFA, in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW, young activists met in an atmosphere of trust, equality, and solidarity in order to continue to build this youth movement for global justice. The En Centro took place in one of the poorest communities in America, the town of Immokalee, Florida, located just 15 minutes from us here at Yad Kiddushi Native Center. Immokalee is one of the battlegrounds for poor people's social and economic justice. The oppression and exploitation faced by Immokalee farm workers over the years and the agricultural industry has been nothing less than modern-day slavery. The organizing and resistance work of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, such as the recent precedent-setting victory in the Yum Brands Taco Bell boycott, is a significant achievement in the struggle for worker rights to fair wages and decent working conditions. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know that Yad Kiddushi Native Center has been and continues to be an ally to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, our neighbors, since CIW's founding. Wolf Mountain Radio is proud to have provided continual coverage of CIW's struggles over the years to our worldwide listeners. Those of us who have participated in CIW campaigns and marches know that the fight for justice is far from over. This is why the En Centro was so important. The Immokalee En Centro brought focus, the strategies, and the next phases of building alliances and movement networks for global justice and for continuing to support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. The Immokalee En Centro of student and youth activists and organizers who came together to share skills, knowledge, and experience was truly a committed, diverse, and talented group. I was honored to attend. The way in which the dialogue took place was very special. Event organizers, trainers, and participants were careful to ensure equality and respect for all, being very open to issues of power dynamics, such as racism, gender, sexism, economic status, class privilege, and white supremacy. It takes great effort to listen and make agreements based on inclusion, consent, and consensus. In Indigenous people's culture, we follow a traditional council circle way of gathering, using the Galuskawachinabe talking stick or talking feather. In this way, all have respect for each other and listen carefully to each other without bias or judgment. This ethic encourages everyone to consider how one's words and actions will impact the well-being of all life for seven future generations. This Student Farm Worker Alliance Youth Conference should be proud of how everyone worked together. It is a lesson many so-called adults should emulate. I want to share a paragraph from the En Centro booklet entitled, quote, Listen and Build, unquote. Quote, we envision a space in which all voices are heard, seeing, and hearing one another in our full humanity, where everyone feels comfortable to contribute and barriers between expert and audience are broken down. It's also extremely important that we confront the power hierarchies that we observe amongst and within ourselves and oppressive attitudes and behaviors we have internalized and continue to perpetuate even as activists, unquote. The week-long Immokalee and Centro operate on a consensus-based model, trying to be non-hierarchical, making sure everyone's voice and concerns were heard, while also promoting group cohesion and participation. In the spirit of the indigenous Zapatista movement in Chiapas, the SFA and Centro participants believe in direct action and direct democracy, where people and communities act through their own power to control and change their own lives without representatives, that oppressions must be confronted both within and outside of our movements, and that only fundamental systemic changes will lead to real justice, liberation, and peace. The range of workshop sessions and trainings, seriousness of the dialogue strategy sessions, and the cultural music presentations made this gathering both very special and very empowering. I want to personally thank everyone who participated in the Immokalee and Centro and truly hope that our grassroots gathering helped to contribute to creating a new and better world for all life, for all of our relations. Kinan Wantakwasin. I hope the voices you hear from my interviews at the Immokalee and Centro exemplify this introduction. Songa Central Ensemble, a youth social justice activist who use their music in the Mexican tradition of Fandango, a way of gathering and celebration to build community, honor the elders, teach the youth, and support social justice, similar to the meanings of our American Indian powwows. I had the honor to first hear them perform at a Coalition of Immokalee Workers January 2005 Symposium and Prayer Vigil event, Human Rights and the Struggle for Fair Food. This two-day forum not only focused on farm worker justice, but also was a public celebration of the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Son del Centro, as youth of color, are in solidarity with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and Student Farm Worker Alliance. Here at the 2005 Immokalee and Centro, Son del Centro presented a fine workshop session on music as resistance, how music is a strong form of expression and organizing, something we, people of color, people of culture, have always known. Under the umbrella of the Centro Cultural and mirroring the San Jeraco musicians from Veracruz, Son del Centro gets out the voice of the resurgent San Jeraco movement, as well as creating music and expressions as modern-day youth. The group's traveling workshops, Jeraco classes, in collaboration with other events and organizations, honors their Chicano heritage, while also bringing an important voice and spirit to the global justice movement. I am honored to welcome Son del Centro to Wolf Mountain Radio, and I'm going to begin our interview by asking each one of you to briefly say your names as an introduction. Aho, Kinan Wantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hi, thank you. Our group is called Son del Centro. My name is Ana Siria.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Mercado.
And my name is Jorge Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Natasha Noriega Goodwin.
I'm just asking you to please share some of your feelings and thoughts from this encuentro. For me, it's been just another wonderful gathering in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, in support of farm worker justice, in support of what I call Earth Justice, the anti-globalization movement. So again, I'm just going to pass the mic over to anyone who would like to share their thoughts.
Yeah, although it was really informative and I think a lot of like skills and stories were shared, I felt it was really emotionally draining for specific reasons, but I think it goes to show the power of like music, and especially Son Jarocho, which is inherently, or just folk music, which is inherently implies like a sense of community and a lot of spirit. I think I bounced back with some music playing and having everyone participate in a sort of fandango, like the celebration, or the context in which it's usually played.
I think Natasha's right when she talks about the emotional aspects of el encuentro that we're having here. when I first came here, the first 3 days, I was really homesick. And then I started to form bonds with these people who are here from all over the so-called United States. All these different areas and different peoples doing different things, and it's just beautiful to be around other activists, other youth activists. I never knew that so many things were going on, and an encuentro is kind of like finding, right? Like, yeah, like it comes from the word encontrar, to find. And we definitely, I can speak for myself. When I say I definitely found a lot of hope and inspiration within all of these people and all these different individuals and all these organizations. For me, I think it'll help me continue with El Son Jarocho in the group El Son del Centro that I'm in, and just to continue organizing and continue, you know, playing for fundraisers that are positive for the community, and continue playing for independent gallery openings and independent stores, and just to continue the work that we're all doing and continue learning and studying, because it never ends.
I've definitely learned a lot this week, and I feel like I've grown personally. I'm just really happy to be here, to be able to be here in a room with so many different people from different parts of the nation, and it's just a unique opportunity that doesn't come around very often, and I feel very privileged to be here with so many wonderful, strong people.
I'm just happy to see comrades, right? To see compañeros from all over the country being able to come together and join, you know, in one common struggle.
Thank you. el que se apesta, que grita como una bestia en medio de su corral, que nos hace tanto mal y nos causa gran dolor, nos chupa nuestro sudor, hay que matarlo con paz. Una negra, negra, luna negra, color de tu madre, luna negra, negra, luna negra, color de tu madre, color de tu madre, color de tu madre. We'll be right back.
from the cultural band Son del Centro, whom I'm here with at the 2005 Immokalee Centro. That very beautiful and powerful song was entitled Luna Negra, Black Moon. In many North American Indian cultures, such as my Wabanaki people, Grandmother Moon is very revered, her energy guiding the ocean tides, guiding the energy of our plant life. Is sacred energy from Grandmother Moon that gives us food from the waters and the land. All of you made me think about something that is of concern to me, and that is doing away with colonial boundaries, colonial mentality. And as I've tried to share with the people at this gathering, is I really refuse to use the word Latin America. I even refuse to use the colonial term Mexico. People who have listened to this radio for almost 20 years now know that I try wherever I am to know the indigenous name of the geographic place I might be speaking about or where I'm physically at. Like this is Pajeo Key, what is now called Southwest Florida. Because names of places respect the spirits, not only of our human ancestors, but the spirits of our animal and plant relations, the fish and marine life, the water beings, the insect relations. And so much of colonialism and the eradication of that disease is reclaiming the correct names so that the energy and spirit will kind of be re-cleansed. And as a result of that, what is now called Mexico, or what is now called Guatemala, what is now called El Salvador, Honduras, Panama, Costa Rica, and our other parts of what's now South American countries, I really don't like to even dignify that because they are the traditional homelands of sovereign indigenous nations of people. And for example, in Mexico, the Mexica, the Aztec, the Toltec, and others that I don't know how to pronounce. And I could go on, Maya. Even though I'm classified as a so-called North American Indian or Native American or First Nations person, I really, when I speak, really just say I'm a member of the Wabanaki Nation, so that I'm not a Canadian or U.S. Indian. I'm always concerned that my brothers and sisters who are some call Mexicans, and I'm not asking this question well, but how do we help educate the Western world that the fact that people who are called Mexican and Central American people are really indigenous or indios, and it's up to people wherever they live to decide how they want to be called and termed. Part of sovereignty and self-determination. And if people want to refer to themselves as Mexican, that's their privilege. But I really don't differentiate people south of the Rio Grande as not being native. And I think the history of Spanish colonialism and conquistadores is one of these diseases that needs to be swept away. Do you have any comments about, even though we are all mixed-blooded, at least I'm a mixed-blood person, I still consider myself and refer to myself as an indigenous person primarily. Would you share any thoughts about that? And I hope I didn't embarrass anyone with this question.
First of all, what you were saying about being in Florida, the name of the land, culturally within Mexico, the word Mexico is actually a Nahuatl word. It's an indigenous word. The Spaniards named it after the Mexica, which is a civilization they conquered after 1519 when they invaded. Pronunciation is Mexico, but it's an indigenous word, but it's a name given to the land created by European boundaries. One of the names that the Mexica, better known as the word Azteca, it is also now a word, but it was coined by anthropologists, by Western anthropologists, not by ourselves. So the Mexica, we called from Costa Rica, all the way down to Costa Rica, to the Western United States, we called that Anahuac. And that culturally, there's anthropological evidence of trade all throughout that land, and that was what we called our land, Anahuac. It means land between the waters. So we refer to, well, I refer to where I come from as Anahuac. That's me personally, my views. I embrace my indigenous identity. The rest of the world we refer to as Sem-Anahuac. Sem-Anahuac is also land between the waters, but Sema comes from the Sem comes from the word Sempoali, which is a number 20 in Nahuatl. It also, it represents a complete cycle. So it's like the world itself, the whole world. And that's what we refer to as the land.
I think the issue of, like, names of places or, like, just terms in general always put me in a bind. I'm half Chilean. I have a strong identity as being Chilean. Like, I have nationality. But I live in the United States, and most of my friends, or the people I found, like, a common thread with, are, like, of Mexican descent. The terms that have been used, like, in, like, the California Indigenista movement, don't really apply to, like, the native language from where my family's from in southern Chile. You have, like, the Mapuche, and they speak Mapudungun. Like, a term in Nahuatl doesn't really reflect that. And I personally use Latin American just because, I mean, it sort of goes into that whole idea of the common thread. Like, there was, like, you know, a horrible, and it still continues, like, era of colonialism. The very fact that we're all connected in that sense, and then, like, the modern interventions of the United States into, like, the countries south of its border, it's, in a way, like, a way to remember it. And I can't think of another word that everyone could agree with. I think it's important to know about, like, the history and be aware of, like, the cultural elements or the indigenous language of a particular country. But for me, it's a space in which I always feel kind of isolated because, like, say the name Chile comes from Quechua. That's from the Incan Empire, which it comes from, like, the word Tichili, which means the last point of the world. And so if I were going to be, like, critical in that sense, like, I don't have a connection to being affected by the Incas because later they were conquered, so that's more of an immediate concern of mine. It's like European conquest of people, like, throughout the Americas. It's not out of any sense of disrespect, it's just the way that I point out the connection is by saying Latin America, that all of those countries were in fact colonized, and there still is a resistance and an attempt to establish, like, sustainable development in those countries that mimics what was had before without the idea of empire, even within, like, indigenous communities.
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host, Ones, and as is the custom of Wolf Mountain Native Radio, we always try to ask our guests to share any other words or comments, thoughts they might have that I've neglected to ask them. So again, I'm going to pass the microphone around, and before I do, I just want to say thank you very, very much for not only speaking here on radio, but just for being part of this very wonderful gathering.
I just wanted to thank you for also coming here and being part of this gathering, and it's been a wonderful experience. Thank you.
I also would like to thank you, Ones, just for representing an indigenous nation in a place where indigenous peoples are highly underrepresented, which is basically everywhere.
Yes.
And I want to say that you're an inspiration to me personally with media. I also work with media, and I just think it's beautiful what you're doing, and I just want to tell you thank you.
I want to go ahead and thank you too. I want to go ahead and take advantage of this opportunity to be able to throw in a website,
yes,
if that's okay. If you would be able to go to www.el-centro.org, you would be able to find out more of our cultural center. You'd be able to see the type of activities that we do, the times and date, how to get a hold of us, how to get a hold of El Centro, in case anything would to come up. I just want to go ahead and thank you, and un saludo en español a todos. Que siga la lucha. Go ahead and spell it. www.el-centro.org. Go ahead and log on, and you'll be able to see more information about our group.
Your prayer after the War and Empire workshop really helped bring me back to present time, so I really appreciated that. And having, like, a warmer environment, like the group hug, a heartfelt thank you.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi's Kinonwatakwisi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. We appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat Kitichi Native Center, write to Yat Kitichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat Kitichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinowatakwisin, to all of our relations.
Ha ha! standing by the hillside. And this is what he was saying to his people.
Run, run Indian, run. Run while you can. Here comes the white man. Run through the valley that you once called home.
From Lakota singer-songwriter Mr. Buddy Redbow, from his Tatanka Records cassette, Journey to the Spirit World. That classic song was entitled Run, Indian, Run. Prior to that song, we also played an intertribal honoring song from the drum Young Bird off Canyon Records CD, Voices Across the Canyon, Volume 4. Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native Radio. I want to again thank today's program guests, the fine musicians from Son del Centro. If folks want to contact Son del Centro, you can email them at info@l-centro.org. Once again, if you want to email to contact Son del Centro, you can email them at info@el-centro.org or write them at P.O. Box 11345, Santa Ana, California, zip code 92711-1345, USA. I also like to encourage all of our worldwide listeners to send me your comments about our program, Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. You can email us at yatkitishi@earthlink.net. Once again, our email here in the studio is yatkitis@earthlink.net or write to Yat Kitishi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida 34120, USA. Please visit our website for more information about Yat Kiddushin Native Center. Our website is www.yatkiddushin.org. We shall conclude today's broadcast with the beautiful song White Buffalo, performed by Robert Tree Cody, Rob Wallace, and Will Clipman. It is off Canyon Records Voices Across the Canyon CD, Volume 2. Until the next Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, this is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kanan Wantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Oh, hey, what's this? Whoa,